You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. One thing I'd like to say in the next 4 years, I don't want to hear any Republicans talk about their rights, because if, to have rights, you have responsibility. It's kind of like right. A kid. If it's his driver's license, he uses the car. If he uses it crazy, you revoke it. They had the right to bear arms and the right of free speech. Well, the right to bear arms, it just caused how many mass murders? Just a ridiculous amount of gun violence. So maybe the responsibility isn't there. They don't have responsibility. Concealed carry, I believe is, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe 10 hours. They don't know how to field strip a gun. They don't know hard targets from friendly targets. They have no training. So how can they have the responsibility? In voters' rights, we have a right to vote. They had a right to vote, and when they didn't like their right to vote, they stormed the Capitol and murdered people. When they didn't like how their right to vote went, they wanted it, but they couldn't handle it. And their ability to handle almost anything is childlike. They get the right, and then they go crazy. We just had a slaughter of over 200 wolves in our state because some group in Kansas thought they had the right. Well, they misused it. They fought against our DNR. The DNR said, no, we can't do this. They said, heck with you, we're taking you to court. They found the right judge. Bang, they get it through. They have to be exposed for what they are. They can't handle their rights. Thanks again for letting me speak my piece.
Yeah, Bill, you've really hit it, as always, very precisely in a very good way to do it. With rights come responsibilities. With rights come responsibilities. And your idea of the driver's license, right, you have a right to drive, but you have a right, you have a responsibility to follow the rules of the road, to follow posted signs, to know how to drive. When it comes to guns, no responsible gun owner believes it's a good idea to have open carry and have people intimidating people by walking in and waving a gun around. They want training. They want people who know how to use a weapon and how to use it safely. They need it for self-defense, how to do that. But not this braggadocio, these people that are doing it basically to intimidate and show off. And, you know, your other examples are very good too. The insurrection on January 6th really takes the cake. I mean, that's the one where an election didn't go the way some folks wanted. Biden wins by 7 million votes, and he not only won Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, which isn't surprising. He was born in Pennsylvania. He's from Delaware. The culture of Pennsylvania and Delaware are very similar. I have cousins in Wilmington, and I have cousins in the Philly area or in Pennsylvania. It's very similar. It's sort of like Wisconsin, Minnesota. A guy from Wisconsin is going to do well in Minnesota, probably. But he also won Arizona. You know, that's Barry Goldwater territory, John McCain territory. That's a Republican state. He won Georgia. Georgia, are you kidding me? Georgia is a red state. They have a Republican governor, Republican secretary of state, because Trump shot his mouth off to two Democratic senators. Trump spent the time going in there saying, don't bother to vote because it's crooked and they won't count it anyway. So people thought, okay, I won't vote. I mean, he basically sabotaged his own election. Biden won all these things. Folks didn't like it. A lot of them were armed. They had weapons, but also they had poles and spears, and it looked like a medieval assault. If you read any anecdotes of medieval battles, I mean, those guys, remember, there's no medical care, no anesthesia. You have 10,000 guys just running into 10,000 other guys waving spears. This is even before bows and arrows and swords and hacking the heck out of each other. I would not have wanted to be in the front lines of that one. I don't care how good you are. Some guys like able to get you in the back of the head from a different direction. That's the way they were. QAnon, the shaman of QAnon. Fur, horns, war paint. It was all sort of Wagnerian myth. You could hear the pounding of the Wagnerian drum in the background, the distant pounding of the Wagnerian drum. Look it up. That's what you had. Well, that's not responsibly exercising your right to vote. Brain damage two cops by hitting them over the head with a lead pipe, throwing them down the stairs, throwing fire extinguishers at them, stabbing them with a pole. You know, woman gets trampled, an insurrectionist gets trampled. I'm not glad that happened. That was terrible. A woman gets shot, an insurrectionist. I'm not glad that's happened. I stand with law enforcement. They had no choice. They were going to break in and murder Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence and anybody else they get their hands on. Anybody. They're out there to murder people. That is not responsible. Bill's making a very good point. So what do you do? How do you get people to be more responsible? Well, increasingly, you're going to have Democrats win elections. I would like to see the restoration of an honest conservative party the way it existed, for instance, under Dwight Eisenhower. I didn't agree with George H.W. Bush on a lot of things, but he was somebody who opposed the commie Ruskies and sat down, and at the right time in history, it wasn't attributable solely to him. It goes back to not only Reagan, it goes back to Kennedy, Truman, FDR, Eisenhower, even Nixon. It was an accumulation of American foreign policy. We got the job done on the commie Ruskies. So we need that again. Where is it? I think Mitt Romney is honest, and I think Liz Cheney is honest. I think Susan Collins-Amain is a little slippery. I don't really trust her, but she basically occasionally votes right. But you get too far beyond that. There are no John McCains. That party has got to start electing people who are not violent and not QAnon and aren't committed to fraud. Going back to another subject, slightly disturbing, Iran, it has just been found, is now operating a third set of centrifuges to enrich uranium. And one of their leaders has said that they may have no choice but to create a nuclear weapon. You can't have a country like Iran with a nuclear weapon. They spend their time saying death to America. They spend their time, they have basically Holocaust satire day where they make fun of the murder of 6 million Jews by Hitler in Europe. They would use a nuclear weapon against Israel. They would use it against our naval forces in the Mediterranean. They'd use it against Italy. Some of the ISIS people looked across the Mediterranean and said, we're going to occupy Rome. You know, there's a lot of sick people out there. There's a lot of sick people out there. Something's got to be done. So I think diplomacy is the first course. I think Biden will sit down at the table with them. They do let nuclear inspectors in because of Europe. But some very, very extreme diplomatic steps initially are going to have to be taken. Iran cannot be permitted to have a nuclear weapon. It's as simple as that. It can't be an excuse for invasion or war, which is what the neocons did before. But it has to be the deliberate strategy of a Franklin Roosevelt, who did retaliate and who did take action when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. We can't let them bomb Pearl Harbor this time. Foxconn, one of my least favorite subjects. Headline yesterday in the newspapers, they finally admitted that their coffee makers, coffee kiosks, weren't going to go forward. They do this striptease constantly. They started out, now the subsidies, the indebtedness of Mount Pleasant and Racine, for site preparation, acquisition, over 900 million, close to a billion. They're not doing anything. They promised to make large scale TV screens, then small scale. Then they said, if you remember, they're going to make ventilators. And then coffee makers, then electric cars, then servers, and then be consultants. It's all a lie. They didn't do any of that. Now, one slightly disturbing thing I want to put on your radar, a group in January started what's called a derivative action and sued them for breach of contract because they didn't do what they promised to do. The law is that if you tell a municipality, sue this guy because we're taxpayers and they don't do it, you can bring an action in the name of the people, basically. And they did that. They just dismissed it without prejudice, which means that they can bring it again. But the discussion The statement they made was this, that there have been some developments that may be favorable, and Foxconn said they're renegotiating the contract. I'm deeply suspicious. I do not want to renegotiate by giving them less money. I want to give them no money. They have done nothing. And if they now start employing people for any dumb thing, why should we subsidize a private company? We're not subsidizing Wisconsin Energy. I mean, we're not subsidizing manufacturers in the state, other than through the manufacturer's exemption, which is a different story. But we're not giving actual cash to pay their payroll. Why should we for this Chinese company? Yeah, we signed a contract for large screen TVs. Walker thought that we would be a Silicon Valley. He called it Wisconsin Valley. He had no training in business. Dropped out of college, worked for the American Red Cross, and went into politics. He shivered with excitement when he was sitting there and they wrote a couple of billion on a napkin. Oh, that's how, I'm sure that's how Warren Buffett does it. I'm sure that's how Bill Gates, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Guy hands Warren Buffett a napkin with a couple of $1 billion on it. He'd have security haul the guy out. Are you kidding me? And so we're supposed to, what, renegotiate that and give these people money? No. Sue them for breach of contract. State should do it. No one else will do it. And demand back the $1 billion, close to $1 billion, of indebtedness for all the site preparation, acquisition, all of the money that we put in. And Foxconn goes, oh, well, we built a factory. You built a fake factory. You built something that is not creating anything, and you've lied successively about large screen, small screen, ventilators, electric cars, servers, coffee makers, consulting, continuously. That's all you've done for 3 years. This has been going on since 2017. It'll be 4 years. Somebody has got to be fighting Bob La Follette in this thing. And we don't have fighting Bob La Follette, quite frankly. Somebody has got to be fighting Bob La Follette. Yes, we have a corrupt, gerrymandered Republican legislature who has worked to injure this state continuously since it was upheld, since those lame duck laws. I get it all. We need leadership, and we need it now. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Mr. Rankish is great. Balls of fire.